Hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. It's interesting, now that podcasting has sort of been a phenomenon already, people are becoming naysayers, and so I thought I'd talk a little bit about one aspect of the naysaying. I got a couple of emails over the last couple of weeks from people, a lot of them in sort of the existing radio crowd, sort of saying, oh, Mikey, this podcasting stuff, see, it's already fading. And one of the things they sent as sort of the evidence of their position was an article that ran a couple of weeks ago in which it's been discovered that people tend to use their iPods a lot for a while and then they tend not to carry them around with them, and usage sort of declines. And my friends were saying, see, radio will prevail. People do iPods and then they get bored with them and then they go back to the old style stuff. Well, I don't think that's really what's going on. I think that this iPod stuff is sort of in its first generation, a lot the way the internet was back maybe in 1993 or 94. And it's clunky, I admit. I have an iPod, I don't like it. And the reason I don't like it is because it's tethered to various machines. It has to be hooked up with wires. And I'm one of those folks who, after a few weeks, I don't use the iPod as much as I did when I first bought it either. But I don't think that that spells the end of podcasting. I just think it means that the technology's got to get better. And I see glimmers on the horizon. So for those of you who are thinking that radio will prevail because it's more convenient, I want you to think again. Because I think what will happen instead is that podcasting will get more convenient. And that's when it will really take off. So what's my dream? My dream would be a gizmo that sits on my hip, probably my next phone. I came really close to buying a Trio 650 because I thought it would do all this stuff, but I don't think it does. So I'm going to wait a generation. But I think next generation phones, which can do Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, they'll work for what I want to do. I want to just walk into the house and have the repository of MP3s, whatever it is, my phone or an iPod or whatever. I just want it to log on to the home network via wireless automatically and discover, oh, there's new material that I need to download to myself. And I want it to automatically do that. I don't want to have to ask it or tell it. I just want it to synchronize. Bring the new stuff, if it's podcasts or music or whatever, put it on its disk drive. And then I want it to do the same thing in reverse in the car, because that's where I listen to most of the podcasts. Right now, the technology to get iTunes or MP3s, whatever they are, into your car radio is terrible. The best you can get is essentially a connection that you plug into the iPod's earphone jack. And that's not good enough. What you want is you want radio on that end as well, so that when you get in the car radio just knows that there's stuff that it can play, and it should, you know, figure out all the playlists and artists and all that stuff. Basically, I should be able to talk to my disk drive on my hip through my car controls, not have to fiddle around with it. And I think when that happens, and I would guess that's probably within a year or two, that then podcasting really takes off. So for those of you in radio land, NPR types or community radio types who are sitting back smugly thinking, oh, well, podcasting's not really going to matter to me, I think it's important for you to think again. It's just an early stage. It's the technology isn't quite there yet, but I know that the geeks are working on it. Don't use that as the excuse for not getting into podcasting. Anyway, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, talking about how nice it'll be when all of the disk drives on our hips are connected to our networks via wireless and we don't have to touch them and fiddle with them. We can just move from one place to the other, carrying our podcasts and music with us. And I think that day's not too far off, probably about a year. And I'm looking forward to it, by golly. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll see you the next time.